Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, four games left to play, three of them at home, and a chance for you to maybe move up in the standings a bit here.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to be back home again after a road game. And, you know, this is definitely an opportunity for us with three games in a row at home to kind of make a last push at the conference standings and kind of see where, you know, things fall. I've told our kids several times over the last, you know, week or two that we just need to take care of us and let everything else fall into place.
Just getting into the tournament and then find out what happens after that. Some strange things have happened once we get to the postseason play, and that's all you can hope for right now.
Sure, you know, and our focus the entire season has been to just keep getting better and better every game, and you know, that remains our focus as we end out, you know, the GPAC conference season, is to just keep getting better. And, you know, once you hit that conference tournament, you're right, anything can happen, and you know, but our focus has to be right now on taking care of the game that's in front of us and just work on, you know, continuing to get better and better on both ends of the floor. And I really felt like we were doing that up until, you know, the Dort game. We kind of had a little bit of a hiccup, to say the least, you know, just from I didn't think we were as good offensively or defensively in that game. We had some bright moments, but overall, I thought, you know, our defensive energy and just effort wasn't quite as good as it's been here at home in the last month or so. And offensively, you know, we were a little bit out of sync, you know, they took Cammy away a little bit, and then we struggled.
That was a ball game on Saturday up in Sioux Center. So as bad as we played, we still had plenty of chances to win that basketball game on the road.
Yeah, you know, we had some opportunities, especially late in the game. You know, we had a couple shots that just didn't fall, and we needed to get a couple stops. And you know, when you don't get a stop, and then you come down and don't get the, you know, hit a shot that maybe you had that you thought you needed to get, you know, things kind of unravel on you there at the end. And you know, we had some, like I said, we had some bright moments. I thought Cammy Bruckman really showed that in moments of that game that she really wanted the ball. And again, continues to grow as an offensive threat and really, you know, demanding the ball, in situations where we need to get shots. And so, you know, that was obviously a bright moment for us or a bright, you know, spot for us in that game. And Laurel came on in the second half of that game. Early on, I think she was a little bit apprehensive and passive. And then, you know, in the second half, she really was a lot more assertive and aggressive and finished some big shots.
You've probably taken our biggest stride in the last six ball games on the offensive end, have we?
Absolutely. And that has a lot to do with a couple kids really stepping up and you know, making themselves options, especially in moments when we need shots. And again, Cammy Bruckman and Laurel Zwiener have really stepped up into those positions and demanding defense's attention. And then that has opened up some things for our other kids. And something that we've continued to talk about and we'll continue to work on is getting everyone else involved. Obviously, you know, when you have two kids like Laurel Zwiener and Cammy Bruckman who have been scoring consistently, teams obviously are going to key on those two and how to stop them. And so we need some, you know, we need more of our other players to kind of step up and be threats offensively.
So some of the players that just come to mind have been kind of silent offensively the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, well, Brittany Wong's kind of been on and off, you know. When she's aggressive to the rim on about anybody, and you know, so we need her to be have that mindset of being an offensive threat and a scorer, you know. And then kids like Taz Urig and Hallie Samuelson and Frankie Peterson and Melissa Thompson, those kids, Chelsea Morton, they all need to, you know, be a threat and you know, kind of demand that their guy guards them, because you know, we've been seeing a lot of double teaming in the post on Laurel, and we've got to expose that a little bit better here in the next couple of weeks, as we know that all of those defenses are going to be keying on Laurel in the post and Cammy on the perimeter.
It only gets tougher from here on out, and let's see how much success we're having with Zwiener and with Cammy Bruckman. Teams are just going to continue the double team inside.
Absolutely, and we're going to have to, you know, really mix it up. And in doing that, you've got to get more people involved and kind of make some adjustments and find some different ways to get kids open in situations where they can be successful. One kid in particular that I thought was a lot more aggressive earlier in the season maybe is Chelsea Morton. I think she needs to get back in the mix. You know, offensively, she's really good at getting other people open, but you know, she's got to be a threat too. And I think you'll see that a little bit more from her. One of the things about her that I think has maybe caused her to struggle a little bit offensively is that she gets a lot of her offensive stuff from offensive rebounds, and you know, people obviously know she's an offensive rebounder, and so they key on her a little bit there. And so she's got to find some ways to get to the glass again. And I think that, you know, then she'll get some more involvement on the offensive end.
All right, it's Nebraska Westland here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Prairie Wolves as we continue right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back with Hastings College head women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter, Hastings College and Nebraska Westland here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Coach, a team that has not had a whole lot of success, and that's Nebraska Westland. You face them here tonight. Always kind of a dangerous situation here, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Nebraska Westland's an in-state kind of long-time rival, maybe not a most recent rival, but you know, they. This is an opportunity for them, you know, to kind of get back on track. And these are always games that, yeah, as a coach, you know, when a team's struggling like that, you don't want them to all of a sudden have a great game against you. But you know, I think our kids are focused and understand the importance of these games. And like I said, are really, you know, locked in on just getting better and playing well, and regardless of who we're playing against.
Did not play very well against this team the first time around. We picked up a win in Lincoln, but it was an ugly ball game, shot at 30% or so from the floor, and really had to scratch out a win. Do you expect the same type of ball game tonight?
Well, I hope not. I think offensively we're a lot better, and hopefully, you know, we can execute some things a lot better and get better shots than we did the first time we played them. We'll probably see some man tonight, and we'll probably also see some zone from Nebraska Westland. So, you know, I mean, that's going to come down to executing and hitting shots as always. And you know, we've been shooting the ball a lot better than we did in the first game that we played them. So that's going to be a key for us is being able to kind of recognize what they're in and executing and getting, you know, good quality shots and then getting second chance opportunities. We need to crash the boards better than we have been maybe in the last game or two.
I'm sure you had a chance to go back and watch that first game. How much more improved are we now that we see what you saw clear back in December than what you see on the floor right now?
Well, offensively, I think we're you know, leaps and bounds better than we were early in the season when we played Nebraska Westland the first time. And defensively, I think we might not be necessarily way better. I think we're a lot smarter in how we're doing things and more consistent in how we're switching and things like that. We pressured them pretty much the whole game the first time we played them, and we'll pressure them tonight a little bit. We'll pick and choose our times again as we kind of have been, you know, here as of late. You know, I think we're much improved and I'm sure they are too. So we need to make sure that we do the little things defensively and pay attention to Shanahan. She's a really good player, and the first time we struggled a little bit against her, but hopefully we've made some adjustments to help with that.
Yeah, Shanahan's their leading scorer, and she had 20 against us the first time around. Obviously the biggest threat out of this lineup over there at Nebraska Westland.
Absolutely. They really look for her and rely on her on the offensive end. She's again, one of those multi-dimensional dual threat kind of kids. She can post up, she can shoot the three and kind of take you off the dribble a little bit. And so, you know, we need to limit her touches and make sure that we pay attention and know where she's at. And we won't just have one guy guarding her. So we need to, you know, make sure that we communicate well and make sure that we don't allow her to get shots in situations where she's really successful.
Basically, you take care of biz here tonight, play our game, and try to get out here with a win. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, we need to guard a lot better than we did last Saturday, and I think our kids know that. And we just need to execute and do things right. And effort is always a huge part of it. I think that we can be successful.
All right, good night.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or... What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Back at home, we're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for another women's men's basketball doubleheader tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings College with a women's game up first. Broncos have a record of 13 wins and 13 losses on the season. They are 8-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings playing much better down the stretch. Hastings is 4-2 in their last six ball games, but they lost the last time that was on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux Center, losing to Dort by a score of 73-66. So the Broncos come in dead even in the conference race. They're right now in the seventh place in the conference, trailing the top four teams, Morningside, Concordia, Briarcliff, and Northwestern. They've got to Mount Marty, Dakota Wesley, and Hastings and Dort, all fighting for spots 5-8 as we're trying to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament. We're going to be facing a team today that has not had a whole lot of success on the season or in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-19 in the season. They are 1-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan has dropped their last seven games in a row. Their only win during the conference season was a 54-51 win in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. Their other wins this year have been to St. Catherine. That was back during the Christmas holiday break. Beat them 55-45, and they opened up the season with a win over McAllister, 52-40. Other than that, it's been a struggle for the Prairie Wolves here for the 2012-2013 season. This is a team that's averaging only 51.3 points per ball game on offense, and they are giving up the most points in the conference at 73 points per ball game. So it's Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan here in the women's ball game here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned with locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they will go with Emily Linus, a 5'7" junior out of Lone Tree, Colorado. Linus is averaging 4.7 points per ball game.
Janelle Ball is a 5 foot 4-inch senior out of Littleton, Colorado. Ball is averaging 5.7 points, 3.1 rebounds per game. Mallory Shanahan, by far their best player. Shanahan is 6 foot and senior out of Wahoo. She is averaging 14.7 points and 9.2 rebounds per game. Felicia DeCosti is a 5 foot 8-inch freshman out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 7 points per ball game. Caitlin Janata is a 5 foot 11-inch freshman out of Howells. She is averaging 6 points per ball game. Hastings College will go with Cammie Breckman tonight, a 5 foot 9-inch junior out of Silver Lake, averaging 12.9 points per ball game. Chelsea Morton, 5'7", a freshman out of Holdridge, averaging 7.5 points per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" senior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 8.8 points per game. Melissa Thompson, 5'11", a senior out of Papillion, averaging 4.6. And Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", a junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, averaging 7 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Hastings and Wesleyan played earlier this year. In fact, way back in December in the Snyder Arena in Lincoln, Hastings was able to beat Nebraska Wesleyan on the women's side by a score of 56-49. Rocco is going to be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Nebraska Wesleyan are going to be in their black uniforms here tonight. Black uniforms with their gold trim. So we're set to go. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan getting ready to go at it here tonight in women's college basketball. Officials checking with the scores table to make sure everything is set here at the table here as we get ready to go. Women's college basketball. I have the men's game coming up tonight here at 8 o'clock. So a little bit of a delay getting started here as the officials checking with the official book for some reason. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings College. And now they're going to pull in the other official from the far sideline. They're going to talk with Kerry Hofstetter as well. So maybe some problems here with the official score puck here before we even get started. Not a good way to start off the basketball game. Other games going on in the conference here tonight. Briar Cliff is playing on the road at Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan is at Dort. Doan is playing at Midland. Mount Marty is at Northwestern. And Nebraska Wesleyan is at Hastings. Now Zwiener is going to come out of the lineup, and Sierra Williamson is going to come back in. Don't quite understand that. So Zwiener comes to the bench right away. And here's an over and back violation immediately on Hastings as they control the opening tap, and it's an over and back violation on the far sideline.
Your state, your team, your show.
So it's Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Kind of a shaky start all the way around here tonight with Bronco basketball. There's Alinas with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Over to a Tukalski here on the wing on the right side. Tukalski will throw up a three-pointer. Shot is up and in. So Felicia Tukalski gets things started here for Nebraska Wesleyan. And it's a 3-0 ball game. The Prairie Wolves out on top of Hastings College. The Broncos come back with the basketball. Breckman has got it. Now to Melissa Thompson. Comes out between the rings. That's going to be a Brittany Wong. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's Chelsea Morton with the basketball. Morton looking inside. Ball high above her head. Moves it down to the baseline. Sierra Williamson outside to Cammie Breckman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Crashing the boards. Ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Thompson. Thompson keeps it alive for the Broncos. Works it over here to Brittany Wong. Back to Thompson in the baseline. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tchaikovsky for Nebraska Wesleyan. Running back the other way. Here come the Prairie Wolves as they move it to the right wing and the right side. Bounce pass comes back out on top to Tchaikovsky. Drives it. Throws it out here. The Linus. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. 3-0 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan is out on top in women's college basketball tonight. Chelsea Morton, free throw line extended right side. Goes to the free throw line to Thompson. Out to Breckman. Shot for three is up there off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Tchaikovsky again for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets the ball ahead down to Janelle Ball. So Hastings held scoreless for the first 90 seconds of the ball game. Hastings, the team that is averaging 63.3 points per ball game. There's a shot taken by Tchaikovsky from three. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Throws it to the near sideline down to a Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong, bounce pass over here to Cammy Bruckman out of the elbow to Sierra Williamson. Down low to Thompson. It's not to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Mallory Shanahan. Ball is recovered here by the Prairie Wolves running back the other way. Tucholsky has got it. Top of the key. Comes out here to Emily Linus. Linus now to Tucholsky. On the wing on the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it out here to Janata. Janata now to Linus on the wing. Throws it down underneath the basket to Mallory Shanahan. She can't do anything with the ball. Sends it out of the wing. Tucholsky, her pass is going to be knocked loose. It's into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up there by Nebraska Wesleyan. 17:39 to play here in the first half. 3-0 is the score. Prairie Wolves have got the lead. Emily Linus has got it down for Wesleyan. Lobs it on the wing to Tucholsky. Lobs her down low to Shanahan. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Williamson. And the ball is picked up by Morton. She runs it back the other way, 2-on-2. Chelsea Morton down the lane. She shovels a pass away, and it's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it there to Melissa Thompson. The ball is intercepted by Tucholsky. Long pass down and forward to Janata. Pulls up on the wing. Lobs it down to Mallory Shanahan. Dribbles in the paint. Throws up a shot off the window. Is good. Mallory Shanahan scores, and Nebraska Wesleyan is out to a 5-0 lead over Hastings College. We're 3 minutes into the basketball game. Here's Breckman with the ball in a high post to get it to Williamson. Sierra Williamson throws it over here to Cammy Breckman. Breckman moves it out of the baseline to Melissa Thompson. Back out on the wing. Three-pointer thrown up there by Wong. It's good. Brittany Wong hitting 28% of her three-pointers so far this year. She knocks down her first tray here. 5-3 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. 16:37 to play in this first half. Hastings finally on the scoreboard. There's Tucholsky driving the ball toward the goal. Has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Hastings College. Brittany Wong comes back with the ball. Now to Breckman. Breckman gets away, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It's going to be picked up underneath the basket here. Coming out of there on the dribble is going to be Emily Linus now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Linus gets it over here to Tucholsky. Alicia Tucholsky lobs the ball down low. Shanahan has got double teaming on the baseline. Shanahan trying to get loose, and now we got a jump ball called there. Chelsea Morton gets her hands in there. A double team down on the baseline. Jump ball situation. So Sierra Williamson is going to check out. Here comes Thompson out of the ball game. Royals Wiener is going to check in for Hastings and also Frankie Peterson. Rocco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 5-3 is the score. We played about 4 minutes here in the women's ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is out on top. Prairie Wolves win down the ball. That's a Kelly Sanchez who's into the lineup now, getting it into a Tucholsky on the wing. Tucholsky trying to drive the ball there against Chelsea Morton. Moves it down on the baseline. Right side, down to Sanchez. First shot from the free throw line's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Courtney Cook tries to save it there for Nebraska Wesleyan. It goes out of bounds. So Hastings College will come back. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-3. Brittany Wong down the near sideline to Frankie Peterson. Nebraska Wesleyan is in a man-to-man defense out here to Chelsea Morton. Morton brings it back to Breckman on the deep wing left side. Brings it to the top of the key. Now to Wong. Now to Frankie Peterson. Dribble penetration. Dumps it off down low. Zwiener grabs it, shoots and scores. Zwiener gets the field goal, but that play was made by Frankie Peterson with a dribble penetration into the lane. The Broncos have come back to score the last 5 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 5. There's a shot in the lane. No good by Sanchez. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Breckman to the far sideline out of Chelsea Morton. Drives into the hole, having problems with the dribble, and now a foul is called. Personal foul is going to be called on Nebraska Wesleyan at a 15-10 mark of this first half. The foul is going to go on Mallory Shanahan. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one in Nebraska Wesleyan. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Whistle stops play. We're going to have a foul called here. The foul is going to go on Courtney Cook. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves. Hastings College will try to play her in again. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now out on top. That's going to be Wong with the ball. Now to Morton. Moves it out on the baseline in the corner. Frankie Peterson. Out on Chelsea Morton, right side of the lane. Morton lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of Zwiener, and the ball is taken out of there by Nebraska Wesleyan's Janelle Ball. Ball back in the dribble here for the Prairie Wolves. Throws it over to a Tucholsky in the deep wing, left side, working against Frankie Peterson. There's Shanahan. Shanahan to the right wing. Janelle Ball has got it picked up by Brittany Wong. Out to Courtney Cook, top of the circle. Moves it over to Tucholsky. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Shanahan. Her shot for 10. Good. Mallory Shanahan with a couple of field goals and 4 points. She is the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 14.7 points per ball game. She got four already. A couple of field goals there. 7-5 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Chelsea Morton in the lane has it stripped away. It is picked up by Shanahan. Another turnover on Hastings. That's their third of the ball game. Kelly Sanchez goes for the hole. Her shot there over Breckman is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Peterson had it. She lost it. It's picked up here by Zwiener. Zwiener has got it for Hastings College. Down to Brittany Wong. Gets the ball ahead to Chelsea Morton. Morton can't do anything with the ball and backs her on out on the far sideline. Now a feed down to Frankie Peterson. Drives the baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. Peterson trying to move it from the right corner toward the goal. Lost the ball out of bounds. Four turnovers on Hastings College in the ballgame. 7-5 is the score. Broncos are out of the gates, hitting only two out of their first six attempts from the field. Nebraska Wesleyan, 3 out of 7 so far. 7-5 is the score. Wesleyan has got a two-point lead over Hastings. There's a pass lob down low. Mallory Shanahan grabs it, shoots, and scores. Mallory Shanahan now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ballgame. For Nebraska Wesleyan and the Prairie Wolves, surprising the Broncos early. 9-5 is the score. There's Brittany Wong with the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Wong, top of the key. Taz Yorick, 4-3. Shot up there, good. Taz Yorick knocks down a tray there for Hastings. That's the second three-pointer of the ball game for the Broncos. 9-8 is the score. Janelle Ball gives it up now to Aaron Walker. They work it back down in the corner on the left side to Caitlin Giannato, who's back into the ball game. To Shanahan in the lane. Spins, can't put up a shot, throws it over here on the right sideline to Sanchez, takes it down on the baseline, down to Giannata. Her shot from 7 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Wong has got it for the Broncos, gets it ahead to Cammy Breckman. Down in the corner, that's Peterson with the ball. Peterson dribbles once, lobs it inside. Zwiener, back out to Peterson, top of the key. Taz Yorick, now on the right sideline. Brittany Wong to Cammy Breckman, dribble penetration to the free throw line. Taz Yorick, near sideline. Taz, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Breckman cranks up a three and hits it. Cammy Breckman hits her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. She's a 31% three-point shooter, and she nails her first three attempt here in this ballgame. And the Broncos have their first lead of the contest now at 11-9. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Giannata. The rebound comes down to Hastings College. Running back the other way is going to be Taz Yorick. Gets it off to Zwiener. Shot is up there, no good. Misses the easy one right in front of the basket. Rebound comes out of Caitlin Giannata into the hands of Janelle Ball. So 11-9 is the score. Hastings finally with their first lead of the ball game here. Broncos in the man-to-man defense. Across the top is going to be Mallory Shanahan. Fakes it against the Taz Yorick. Drives it to the free throw line. The ball is poked away by Zwiener. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Shanahan. Shanahan from Nebraska Wesleyan to Janelle Ball. Moves it down to the baseline. Giannata. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Zwiener. Picked up in the lane. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Sanchez. Sanchez gets her own rebound, and now he's shot clock violation. Shot clock violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. None of those shots inside. Drew Iron. So the shot clock just continued rolling on, and finally, Wesleyan turns it away for the fourth time here in this ballgame. 11 minutes and 43 seconds to play women's college basketball tonight. They're on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Hastings by the score of 11-9. Here's Frankie Peterson, free throw line extended left side. Peterson holds it. Now comes out here to Brittany Wong, behind the screen from Williamson. Moves it over on the wing on the right side, down to Taz Yorick, inside to Sierra. Shot no good, but she's fouled. Somebody was hanging all over Sierra Williamson down the right side of the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Alicia Tchaikovsky. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 on Westland here in this first half of play. Sierra Williamson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is off of the right side. It is no good. Williamson is 73% foul shooter in the season. Hastings College is a team, the worst free throw shooting squad in the conference at 64%. Next one is up there. It is good by Sierra Williamson. And Hastings College now has their biggest lead of the ballgame. It is 12-9. As we are approaching the midway point of this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Tchaikovsky has got the ball, dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Traveling violation there. Good defense by Frankie Peterson. That's going to be turnover number 5 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College has got 6 turnovers so far. The score is 12-9. The Broncos have a 3-point lead as we're approaching the 11-minute mark here in the first half. Here's Cammie Breckman, a long 3 put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Williamson. Spins left side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan to the far sideline to Aaron Walker. He gets it away now to Linus, and a timeout's going to be called here by Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves want to talk things over. 10 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 12, Nebraska Wesleyan 9.
At the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 10 minutes, 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings onto a 12-9 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. There's a Tchaikovsky with the ball on the wing on the right side. They set a screen for her. She uses it. She moves it down to the left side of the lane. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Holly Samuelson, who just checked in there. First foul on Samuelson. That's going to be team foul number one in the ball game for Hastings here in this first half of play. Here's Linus with the ball on the wing on the left side. Throws it out here to Tchaikovsky, top of the key, picked up by Samuelson. Tchaikovsky goes over there to Emily Linus. He drives the ball against Wong, moves it down to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball brought out there by Holly Samuelson. Samuelson down the right sideline for the Broncos. Hastings with a three-point lead, 12-9. Brittany Wong, now to Samuelson from 15. Shot short, no good. Rebound is Wong. It comes out to Emily Linus. Linus didn't have the numbers. She didn't take the break there. Linus will wait for her teammates back into the offensive zone. Hastings in a man-to-man. Bounce pass on the high post. Janata moves it down to the right sideline to Walker. Shot good. Aaron Walker scores from the right baseline about 12 feet away. 12-11 is the score now. Hastings College with a three-point lead. 9:49 to play here in the first half. Here's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Taz York on the near sideline. Taz dribbles once, moves to her right, gets it to Samuelson. Out of Frankie Peterson on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Taz. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Samuelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Sierra Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. Williamson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. She was fouled in the play by Caitlin Janata of the Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your first team foul. Number four on Nebraska Wesleyan, and a shot from the free throw line is up and in by Sierra Williamson. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Couple of points in the ball game. 73% foul shooter in the season. 13-11 is the score. Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan in this one. As Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line. Melissa Thompson wants to check in as well. So Thompson wants to check in here for Hastings College. She will do so. They continue to have some problems with the scoreboard and the score book over here. As the officials are over here again taking a look at things. So Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line again for Hastings College. It's a 13-11 ball game. Hastings College is out on top. Now they're making sure the foul situation is squared away on the scoreboard. Four team fouls in the Prairie Wolves, only one on Hastings College. So Sierra Williamson to the free throw line for her second shot here. And it's up there and she buries that one. So Sierra Williamson hits another free throw. 14-11 is the score now. Hastings College with a three-point lead again. This match is their biggest lead of the ball game so far here in the first half. A low-scoring affair. Driving down the lane, a shot's going to be put up there no good by Tchaikovsky, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal foul will go on Holly Samuelson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Broncos. And these two teams played way back in December, like around the 12th of the month. Hastings picked up a 56-49 win over Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln. There's a shot from the free throw line by Tchaikovsky. It's going to be good. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. She's a 62% foul shooter in the season. Nebraska Wesleyan is a team hitting 68% from the free throw line. That is number 7 in the conference. Next shot is up there. It is good by Felicia Tchaikovsky. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 1-point lead. 14-13 is the score. Taz York in the deep wing on the right side to Breckman, top of the circle. Over to Taz, right wing. Lobs it inside. Going to be over the head of Sierra Williamson, but it's knocked out of bounds. Hastings throws over the head of Williamson, but Wesleyan can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Into the ball game now is going to be Tessa Kurtenbach for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's into the ball game. Here's Taz from the sideline. It's going to hit the side of the glass. No good. And the rebound brought out there by Tikalski. She runs her back the other way against Taz. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Emily Linus with the ball. Sends it back to the free throw line. Cook driving down the left side of the lane. Her shot no good. She drives it to the hole. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Looks up. Two-on-three break. Brittany Wong with the ball. Comes across the top to Bruckman. 4-3. Shot good. Cammy Bruckman now with 6 points in the basketball game. A couple of three-pointers. And Hastings College is out to a four-point lead, 17-13. There's a shot taken. It is no good by Emily Linus. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. So Hastings College has got the ball. They've got a four-point lead here. 8:25 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Taz Yorg with the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Cammy Bruckman moves it over in the wing on the left side to Brittany Wong. Wong holds it. Now they leave her open. Their shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out on the wing on the right side. It's going to be picked up here by Wesleyan. Janelle Ball brings her back here for the Prairie Wolves into the offensive zone. Throws it over to Emily Linus. Drives the ball down on the baseline. Puts up a shot over Thompson. No good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson of Hastings College. Williamson gets the ball away. Now to Brittany Wong. To Taz Yorg. Inside, there's Thompson. Her shot going to be no good. It rattles off of the front iron. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan. 17-13. The Broncos with a four-point lead, struggling against the teams in the lower division of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're second to the last in the conference standings. The only team that's doing worse right now is the Doane College women. There's Emily Linus with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Cammy Bruckman back the other way. Two on two. Bruckman stops in the lane. Throws it out to Taz for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Back out to Taz. Top of the key. Brittany Wong for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is going to be finally brought down here by Courtney Cook of Nebraska Wesleyan. Leads it in backcourt now to Janelle Ball. Gets the ball ahead to Emily Linus. Linus on the wing, dribbles behind the screen. Linus takes the ball to the top of the circle. Tikalski has got it. Drives it against Bruckman. Moves it to the elbow. Pass over here, deflected away from Ball, but Ball picks it up in a traveling violation. So Janelle Ball is whistled for the traveling violation. Six turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan comes back into the ball game. Janata comes back in now for Nebraska Wesleyan. 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. We got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College hitting only 5 out of their first 18 shots in the ball game tonight. 27.7%. Nebraska Wesleyan is 5 out of 8, also for 27%. Broncos have a 4-point advantage, 17-13. Here's a Zwiener. She's in the lane, and she got the happy feet, and a traveling violation is called on her. That is going to be over number 7 already on Hastings College in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 6. Wesleyan's got the ball back here with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Janelle Ball. Moves it to the wing on the right side. Comes back out to Linus. Dribbles the ball down the left side of the lane. Her shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Outlet pass comes to Brittany Wong. Here come the Broncos on the attack. Right-handed dribble. Brittany Wong. Frankie Peterson on a deep wing on the right side.
We haven't missed much. Hastings College with a 24-13 lead here. We apologize for the technical difficulties here tonight at the arena. We're back on. We got 2:33 to play here in the first half. Hastings College with a 24-13 lead now over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball. There's Shanahan. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. We got a personal foul called down there. That's going to go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Cammy Bruckman. That's going to be your first personal foul. So going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Mallory Shanahan. She's got 6 points in the basketball game tonight so far for Nebraska Wesleyan. So 24-13 is the score. The shot from the free throw line by Shanahan is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Wesleyan down 2 out of 3 on free throws here in this basketball game. Coming into the contest now is going to be Emily Linus for Nebraska Wesleyan. She will check out. 2:23 remaining here in the first half. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Shanahan. She gets 1 out of 2, and the Bronco lead is now 10 points at 24-14. Josie Schomp in the lane there for Hastings. Gets it away to Sierra Williamson. Now Abby Jackson is into the ball game. Abby Jackson moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's Josie Schomp with it.
comes out here to Cammy Breckman as he drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Breckman on the baseline. Abby Jackson in the corner. Out to Schomp at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Tries to shuffle the ball away. It's going to be tipped around, picked up by Williamson. Back out of the wing on the right side. Peterson. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Schomp. Josie brings it back out into three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Shot up there is going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. So Hastings getting two, three shots in the hole here. And finally, a personal foul is going to be called inside on Nebraska Wesleyan. This one will go on to Felicia Tchaikovsky. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number seven on the Prairie Wolves. Going to the free throw line will be Williamson of Hastings, and her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in this ball game. For all of her points accounted for so far, 25-14. Next shot is up there and is good. It's now a 26-14 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. This was closed for a while. In fact, it was just a 17-13 with 8.5 minutes to play. It's now 26-14 in favor of Hastings as the Prairie Wolves are having a tough time finding the range here in this one. There's the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds there by Josie Schomp, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing it in on the far sideline. Emily Linus will get things in now to Felicia Tchaikovsky. Moves it over to Linus again. Two-handed pass comes out to Shanahan. Top of the key. Over in the wing on the right side, it's Tulsi. Tchaikovsky lobs the ball down low to Courtney Cook, who throws it out in the corner to Janelle Ball. Back inside to Cook, trying to put a move on. Gets it to Shanahan. A shot at the end of the shot clock is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Out with a pass to the far sideline to Peterson. Cross-court pass to Jackson. Shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Ball lost out of bounds. That was last touched here by Nebraska Wesley. Nope, by Hastings. The foul is going to be called down there. Josie Schomp picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 of the Broncos. So Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 105 remitting here in the first half. We got the men's game coming up next. Scheduled tip-off time at about 8 o'clock tonight. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Holly Bauer, and coming out is going to be Bruckman. So Hastings enjoying a 26-14 lead. The Broncos looking for their 14th win of the season here tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that's won only one time so far during the conference season. There's the pass down on the baseline. It's going to be intercepted. 9 turnovers now in Wesleyan. Hastings College back with the basketball. Josie Schomp has got it on the wing. Moves it inside. Williamson had it. Lost it. Scramble on. 3 players to the deck. Finally, Schomp picks her back up. Brings her back out of the wing. That's going to be Peterson. A pass down on the right baseline to Williamson. There's a shot by Jackson from 3-point territory. Far short. Back in their ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in the contest here tonight. 26-14 is the score. Hastings College is out on top by a dozen as we're under 30 seconds to play now here in the first half. Janelle Ball has got it. She drives the ball against Jackson down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Shanahan out here, picked up by Peterson. Throws it out here into 3-point territory to Kelly Sanchez. Down to Courtney Cook over on the wing, the left side to Linus. Emily Linus holding the ball on the wing. Comes out here to Kelly Sanchez, dribbling with the ball. 7 seconds. Over to Emily Linus, drives the ball to the basket, reverses, and now spins up there. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Williamson. And time is going to run out here in the first half of play. So time expires here in the first half. Hastings College is going to have the lead at halftime over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball tonight. The score at halftime, Hastings College 26, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight at 1230 KHS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at the break. The score is 26-14. It was Nebraska Wesleyan jumping out to an early 5-0 lead in the ballgame. In fact, it took Hastings about 3.5 minutes to get on the scoreboard. That was a three-pointer. Broncos came back to score the next 5 points and make it a 5-5 ballgame, and the Broncos have not trailed since. Hastings got to a 17-13 lead with 8.5 minutes to play in the first half. Wesleyan cut the lead down to 3 points at one point, 20-17. But the Broncos back out on top here by 12 points at halftime, 26-14. Only three players have scored so far for Nebraska Wesleyan. Mallory Shanahan, she's got 7 points in the ball game. She's got 3 field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alicia Tchaikovsky, she has got 5 points in the ballgame. She's nailed a 3. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Aaron Walker has hit a field goal for 2 points. Other than that, nothing for Nebraska Wesleyan in this basketball game as they put up 14 points on the board here in the first half of play. Unofficially, 9 turnovers in the ballgame for Wesleyan. They are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hastings College has got 7 turnovers here in the first half. The Broncos are 8 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. They are being led so far by Cammie Breckman and also Frankie Peterson. Each have scored 6 points in the ball game. Breckman has hit a couple of 3-pointers for her 6. Frankie Peterson has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6 points. Sierra Williamson is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 5 points. Taz Yorg has got 4 points in the ball game. She's got a field goal. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Brittany Wong has got a 3-pointer so far in the ball game for only points. Oral Zwinder has got a field goal for 2. So anything but picture perfect from both sides here tonight. But Hastings has got a 12-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 26-14. Stay tuned. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next. And then Tyson Irvonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Women's college basketball action for you tonight. Hastings College out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 26-14 here at the break. Neither team playing real well in this one tonight. 7 out of 28 from the field for Hastings, 25%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 5 out of 26 for 19%. Hastings hitting 4 out of 15 on 3-pointers for 26%. Nebraska Wesleyan only 1 out of 6 for 16%. From the free throw line, Hastings 8 out of 10 for 80%. Nebraska Wesleyan 3 out of 4 for 75%. Rebounds, Hastings has got 23. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 18. The Broncos have 8 turnovers in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 8 turnovers. The Broncos with 2 block shots and 4 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan, 1 block shot and 5 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far in the ball game has been Sierra Williamson. She has got 5 rebounds. Felicia Tchaikovsky has got 5 rebounds for Nebraska Wesleyan. So it's 26-14. Hastings College with a 12-point lead here at halftime. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
High play is back in here in the second half. There's a three-pointer from the top of the key. Right down the hole it goes. Caitlin Janata knocks down a three-ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Or a two-ball. All right. Her foot was on the line, so a two-pointer there by Janata. And it's 26-16. Hastings College now with a 10-point lead as Wesleyan hits their first field goal of the ball game after hitting only 19% in the first half or so, hitting the first field goal in this second half. Here's Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong down in the corner on the right side. Wong sends it out on top. Bruckman, her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. That's a Tchaikovsky with the ball. So neither team really real flashy in this one here tonight. Hastings holding on to a 10-point advantage. It is 26-16. On the wing, here's Janelle Ball. Janelle Ball moves it out in the corner now to Mallory Shanahan. Circles around, throws up a one-hander in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Mallory Shanahan has now got 9 points. She's got exactly half of the points scored by Wesleyan tonight. 26-18 is the score. As the Prairie Wolves have cut the Hastings lead down to 8 points. And Wesleyan has won only one conference game this season. That was the ball game they had against Doan. 26-18 is the score. Hastings out on top. Here's Bruckman, moves it across the top to Wong, moves it down to the baseline. Driving down there is Frankie Peterson. Down to Zwiener, out to Wong, over to Bruckman. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound, Frankie in the lane. She's going to be fouling the play. Frankie Peterson is hitting the head there. The personal foul is going to be called on Tchaikovsky for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number one on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second half of play. So Hastings College will play things in. Coming into the ball game now for Wesleyan is going to be Aaron Walker. Walker comes in. Tchaikovsky will come to the bench. 26-18. The Broncos with an 8-point lead. We're in the second half with 18-26 remaining. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Ball knocked loose. Zwiener picks her back up. Here on the right side of the lane. Down on her knees. And now a traveling violation is called. Zwiener is hit with a traveling violation as the Broncos turn the ball away. Has 9 turnovers on Hastings College in the ball game. 26-18. Hastings College out on top here in women's college basketball. There's a Janelle Ball with a basketball down for Nebraska Wesleyan. Her pass to the wing on the right side is going to be lost off of the fingertips by Aaron Walker. Briar Cliff is out on top of fourth-ranked Concordia, 48-38. They're at halftime. Northwestern is leading Mount Marty, 36-28. They're at halftime. Hastings here with an 8-point lead. Driving for the hole is going to be Wong. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong scoring there for Hastings College. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back out on top by 10. It is 28-18. Here's Janelle Ball with the basketball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dribbles to the wing on the left side. Top of the key to Janata, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Shanahan, who posted it up left side of the lane. They threw it wide of the target. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game. 17-39 to play. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 28-18. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong across the midcourt stripe. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Gives the ball away now to Chelsea Morton. Now to Wong at the elbow, right side of the lane. The Chelsea Morton bounce pass goes to Zwiener. Puts up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. And the ball's going to be picked up here by Janelle Ball. Ball brings it down to the left sideline for Wesleyan. 28-18. The Broncos have a 10-point lead. Here's Caitlin Janata. Her pass down on the baseline is going to be deflected. It's going to be saved by Wesleyan, but right in the hands of Chelsea Morton. Her pass down the floor goes to Peterson. Peterson out of Bruckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Out with pass to the near sideline to Ball. Ball gets it ahead now to Linus, who lobs it left side of the lane. Grabbing the ball down there deep is going to be Janata. She has it slapped out of her hands out of bounds, and it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 16:51 to play in the ballgame, 28-18, if you can believe that. Hastings with a 10-point lead. And now we got the ball lost out of bounds again. Ripping the ball out of there was Janata, but then she had it knocked loose and goes sailing out of bounds. So a turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Hastings College back with the basketball. Courtney Cook will come into the ballgame now for Wesleyan. Coming in for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson, replacing Laurel Zwiener. These two teams, neither one of them shot well the first time around, down around 30% or so. We're going to struggle to get here tonight, gang, at 30%. 28-18, Hastings College with a 10-point lead. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Over on the wing on the left side, that's Frankie Peterson down to Sierra Williamson. To Brittany Wong, top of the circle, moves over to Peterson on the wing. Frankie Peterson moves it inside the free throw circle. Throws it to the near sideline to Wong. Back out to Cammie Bruckman. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down to Peterson. Shot is up there. No good. Tip try is up there and in. Chelsea Morton picks up the loose ball there and scores in the lane. That's her first field goal. And Hastings College is out now to a 12-point lead at 30-18. 16 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Janelle Ball with it now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Looking to drive. Can't do it. Against Wong, sends it across the top to Shanahan. Her shot for three is no good. Ball tipped to the corner is picked up there by Williamson. Sierra Williamson gets it away now to Brittany Wong. Gets it ahead to Chelsea Morton into the offensive zone. On the wing, down in the corner, that's a Peterson with the ball. Frankie dribbles once, comes back out on top to Sierra Williamson. Inside to Bruckman, her shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman scores for Hastings. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 14-point lead now at 32-18. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan, 15:36 to play. They're in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32, Nebraska Wesleyan 18.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. The Broncos have opened up a 14-point lead here. 32-18 is the score. We're in the second half. Mallory Shanahan has got the ball. 200 pass to the wing. On the right side, that's Linus with it now. Linus comes out here to Courtney Cook, who lobs it in the lane. Shanahan has got it. Her little short jumper is up there and in. Mallory Shanahan scores there over Frankie Peterson. Shanahan now with the 11 points in the basketball game, and Wesleyan is back to within 12 points. 32-20 is the score. Williams has got it out to Wong. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound tapped around. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Brittany Wong will attempt to play things in for Hastings. She's got the ball here. She'll get it in. That's going to be Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. A two-pointer. Cammie Bruckman scoring there for Hastings College. She's got 10 points in the basketball game. 34-20. Broncos back out to a 14-point lead in this one. Here's Janelle Ball with the basketball now for Nebraska Wesleyan in the wing to Walker. Lobs it left side of the lane again to Shanahan. Dribbles into the lane. Now being trapped there by Morton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Morton grabs the rebound for Hastings. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. That's Brittany Wong. Right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Nebraska Wesleyan is in the man-to-man defense. Out on her will be Janelle Ball. Here's a Chelsea Morton out of Bruckman. Bruckman sends it over the left side. That's Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down, and a foul is going to be called. Janelle Ball had the rebound for Nebraska Wesleyan, but a foul is going to go down there on Hastings. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be your first. Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We are at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College trying to bounce back from the loss to Dort College the other day up in Sioux Center. Hastings currently 13-13 in the season, 8-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Alicia Tokowski has got the ball. She works against Bruckman. Throws up a 15-footer. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson, who's back into the ball game. Thompson gets the ball to Abby Jackson. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Jackson pulls up at the top of the key. Now to Morton. Shot for 10. Good. Chelsea Morton now with 4 points in the basketball game for Hastings College. A couple of field goals. 36-20. The Broncos have opened up a 16-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. There's Janelle Ball. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Tokalski. Gets around Bruckman. Contact made as Tokalski goes up for the shot. It's going to be good. And she is fouled on the play. It's going to go on Bruckman. The basket will count. Cammie Bruckman is fouled on the play. And going to the free throw line will be Felicia Tokalski. They're going to give her the field goal, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Shot is up there, and the shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Alyssa Thompson gets away to Abby Jackson. Now to Morton, drives for the hole. Shot is up there, no good, but she's fouled in the play. Blocking foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan, and that's going to send Chelsea Morton to the free throw line. The foul goes on Tolkowski. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half. Chelsea Morton to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Shot is up there in. Morton will have another one. She's a 60% foul shooter of the season coming in here. 36 out of 60 from the free throw line this season. Hastings now with a 15-point lead, 37-22. Here comes the next one by Morton. That's going to be short off the left side. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Breckman. Hastings keeps it alive to Jackson. Over to Thompson on the wing. Right side to Morton. Drives it down the lane. All the way to the baseline. Comes back out to Thompson. Down to Breckman. Abby Breckman over on the wing on the left side to Abby Jackson. Feeds it inside to Williamson. Out to Breckman. Shot is up there from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Janata, and she gets it into the hands now of Janelle Ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for the black and gold of Nebraska Wesleyan and the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Feet on the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Morton as she drives the ball back the other way. Shot is up there. There's no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Chelsea Morton gets the interception on the wing over there. Drives it the rest of the way, and a foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Janelle Ball. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Taz Yorick. Going out will be Chelsea Morton. 37-22. Hastings with a 15-point lead here in women's college basketball. Abby Jackson will play things in. That's Bruckman, top of the key. Drives it down the paint all the way to the basket. Her shot good. Hastings starting to get the offense cranked up. Now the Broncos have a 17-point lead, 39-22. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Wesleyan calls the timeout, 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings has the lead by 17. It's the Broncos 39, Nebraska Wesleyan 22.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Dort had a lead in their basketball game tonight at halftime. As Dort was playing Dakota Wesleyan, Dort had a lead 34-26 at the halftime break. A.C. Shalit now in the lead here, 39-22 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern is leading Mount Marty 52-36. They've got 12 minutes and 43 seconds to play in their game. We'll see Mount Marty coming up on Saturday afternoon. A showdown game in Seward tonight. It is Briar Cliff out on top of fourth-ranked Concordia 55-41. They've got 17 minutes and 14 seconds to play in that one, so Briar Cliff is jumped out on top of Concordia by 14 points in the second half. Hastings now with a 17-point lead here, 39-22. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Here's Shanahan. Shanahan out here in three-point territory, looking to drive it. Shanahan puts it on the floor. Drives it now against Melissa Thompson, who gives it up. Back outside, there's a long-range three put up there. No good by Kelly Sanchez. An error ball does not draw iron, so a shot clock violation here on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's 14 turnovers in Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings has got 9. Broncos led this game at halftime 26-14. And the Broncos now have a 39-22 advantage here. Women's college basketball action tonight. Abby Jackson comes over here on the wing. Taz Yorick has got it. Taz picked up out here by Sanchez. Yorick's pass is going to be deflected away, but a foul is going to be called again on the pass. That's going to go on Janata. That's going to be your third personal foul. Team foul number 4 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Jackson. We'll get it here to Taz Yorick, who feeds it inside down to Sierra Williamson, and she's going to be called for the steps. Williamson ran into Mallory Shanahan in the lane, and it's called for the traveling violation. So Hastings gives her right back to Nebraska Wesleyan. 39-22. We got 12 minutes to play here in the basketball game in our women's contest tonight. Hastings College men and Nebraska Wesleyan coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Linus has got the ball, top of the key, over to Sanchez on the wing, looking to drive. She falls down with it. Now a double dribble violation on Kelly Sanchez as she tried to drive it there against Bauer of Hastings. Turnover number 15 on Wesleyan here in the ballgame. 39-22, Hastings leading by 17. Broncos have the basketball again. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson goes on a high post. That's going to be Sierra Williamson. Lends it away to Taz York inside the free throw circle. Tries to dump it off back inside. It's going to be deflected. Picked up now by Bauer. Nice pass down low to Melissa Thompson, and she lays it in. Bauer picks up the trash. Goes to Melissa Thompson on the low block left side, and Melissa puts it in for her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 41-22. Starting to blow the Prairie Wolves out of here. Here's a Shanahan back outside. Janata for three. Shot is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Shanahan to Janata. Drives the ball to the hole. A shot is up and in. Caitlin Janata scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 41-24. Hastings with the lead. Broncos on the ball. Abby Jackson. Bounce pass to Bauer on the wing. Left side. Bauer looking. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Her shot in the lane is no good. It's going to be short, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Janata for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson has got 5 points in the ball game thus far, 5 out of 6 from the line. This will be a, let's see, this will be a two-shot foul, I believe, as Sierra Williamson waits here at the free throw line. Two-shot foul with 10 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the contest. Williamson has got it, throws it up there, and the shot good. She'll get one more. Here comes Courtney Cook into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan as she will check in here. 10:49 to play. Hastings now leading by 18 points, 42-24. Next shot is up there and in by Sierra Williamson. Hastings now with a 19-point lead, 43-24 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan has scored only 10 points in the first 9.5 minutes of the second half here. Mallory Shanahan has got the ball in the wing. Janelle Ball, dribble penetration in the lane, throws it down to Cook. Out in the corner, right side to Sanchez. Her three-pointer is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Here's a pass ahead. The ball's going to be deflected out of bounds by Sanchez, and Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College, and Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. Abby Jackson with the ball to Taz York. Got here in three-point territory. Taz to Williamson. Top of the key. Her pass deflected, but is picked up here by Jackson. Jackson on the wing. Now to Bauer. Dribble penetration to the elbow. Throws it out there. Left side to Melissa Thompson. To Williamson in the paint. Now to Abby Jackson. Sizes up to three. Takes it and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Sanchez for the Prairie Wolves. As she runs her back the other way. Two on one against Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Sanchez has got it under the hole here. Now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul will go on Bauer of Hastings. That's going to be your first team foul number two on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sanchez will get her in to Janelle Ball. Free throw line extended right side. She works over there against Jackson. Feeds it now to Courtney Cook. She forces up a shot and draws a personal foul there on Williamson. Sierra Williamson working inside defensively for the Broncos. Courtney Cook draws a personal foul. Now Cook will go to the free throw line. She's an 80% foul shooter this season. She's 42 out of 52 from the line. She has not scored so far tonight. She still hasn't scored. As that one rattles out of there, no good. Tomorrow night, Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball for you will be in Sutton. Third-ranked St. Cecilia, ninth-ranked Sutton. On the air with the pregame show at 7:15, 7:30 for the tip-off. That game will be on the breeze tomorrow night. KOIQ 94.5. Second free throw by Courtney Cook is going to be good. And the Bronco lead is now 18 points at 43-25. Here's Abby Jackson to Williamson on the high post to Thompson. Back out to Abby Jackson. Comes across the top to Taz York. Down in the corner. Bauer's got it. Brings it up high. Gets the ball into the hands now of Taz York. Abby Jackson to Williamson. Back to Taz. Right side. Takes it down on the baseline. Bounce pass. Down the lane is going to be deflected, but it's picked up by Thompson. Out of Jackson, to Williamson, to Taz York on the wing. Shot is up there and in a three-pointer. The second three of the ball game by Taz York as Hastings He's having the shot clock tick away there. 46-25. The Broncos now leading by 21 points here in the ball game. We've got 9 minutes to play. On the wing is Emily Linus. Linus now to Janelle Ball, who drives it down the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down there by Jackson. Ball's going to be recovered by Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbling with it. Now is it tipped away in backcourt, picked up by Janelle Ball, and then an over and back violation is called on Nebraska Wesleyan. As Ball had it. Right at the midcourt stripe there, an over and back violation. 17 turnovers in Nebraska Wesleyan now in the ball game. Hastings has got 11. Broncos have a 21-point lead. 46-25. Here's Josie Schomp into the ball game. She's got the ball and a traveling violation on Schomp on the wing over there. Turnover number 12 on Hastings. Caitlin Giannata comes back into the ball game now for Wesleyan. Going out will be Courtney Cook. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Nebraska Wesleyan will play her in the backcourt. Janelle Ball, right-handed dribble, comes on the wing. Deflected away from Tokalski. Good defense there by Bauer. Tokalski around the screen, moves it down the lane. Contact made again, and the foul is called. Yori goes down in the lane, and Yori and Bauer were both there, and Bauer's going to pick up the personal foul. Second one on Holly Bauer. Team foul number 5 in the Broncos, so the team fouls are now equal here in the second half. Wesleyan will play things in. Emily Linus has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side, way out on top. Shanahan open for 3, takes a shot, no good. Long rebound, Thompson grabs it. Thompson now to Josie. Got it. Bounce pass down in the corner. That's going to be Zwiener out to Schomp. Dribbles the ball into the lane. Her shot's jumping up there. It's going to be knocked down. It's going to be picked up here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Long pass down the floor to Ball. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Linus grabs it for Wesleyan. Gives it out here to the top of the key to Tokalski. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Giannata with a rebound. Following shot good. Caitlin Giannata scoring there. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan calls a timeout. 7:56 to play in the basketball game. Hastings 46, Nebraska Wesleyan 27.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Hastings College jumped out to a 26-14 lead by halftime. They had a 12-point lead despite shooting only 25% in the first half and 26% from three-point territory. And now the Broncos have a 19-point lead here in the second half at 46-27. Hastings College right now hitting 34% from the field, 15 out of 44. Nebraska Wesleyan is hitting 26% from the floor, now 11 out of 41. Wesleyan hitting only 1 out of 11 on three-pointers. Hastings 5 out of 22. Rebounds, Hastings with the lead 32-25 there. And the Broncos have the lead on the scoreboard. It is 46-27. Broncos have the ball following the timeout. Here's Cammie Bruckman to Brittany Wong. Out of Bruckman on the wing. 4-3. Shot good. Cammie Bruckman scoring there. She's now got 15 points in the ball game. So Hastings with their front liners back in there for the most part. The only exception would be Josie Schomp over there and Frankie Peterson. There's a long pass inside to Shanahan. Her shot is up and in. Valerie Shanahan scoring. She's now got 13 in the ball game. The Broncos lead by 20, 49-29. Schomp with the ball. Cross-court pass to Peterson on the wing. Right side. Now inside the free throw circle. That is Bruckman picked up by Giannata. Here's Brittany Wong dribbling down the right side of the lane. Goes to Frankie Peterson. Drives the baseline. Jump pass to the far side on the baseline. Shot by Schomp is good. Josie Schomp hits her first field goal. She's got 2 points in the ball game. It's 51-29. Hastings with the lead. Here's Janelle Ball with it now for Nebraska Wesleyan. High post to Shanahan. Throws it down low to Giannata. Her shot's going to be partially deflected there by Bruckman. The ball goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. So Bruckman did not get a piece of it there. Giannata just lost the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. They're 18th of the ball game. Debbie Hastings playing it in. It'll be Breckman with the ball on the far sideline. She's double-teamed. She dribbles out of there. Breckman gets away. She heads for the goal. Her left-handed layup is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky gets into the mid-court stripe. The ball is going to be stripped away here by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. 19th turnover in Nebraska Wesley as Morton gets the steal right there. Morton has got it back on the wing on the right side. Chelsea looking at the three, passes it up. Goes to Brittany Wong, top of the key, dribbles it to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. She's fouling the play. Foul here is going to go on Emily Linus. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Prairie Wolves. That's going to send Brittany Wong to the free throw line here for Hastings. Wong has got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a 3 and a 2. Has not had a chance at a free throw so far in this ball game until now. 60% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And Hastings is the worst free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 64% of their foul shots. Coming out will be Linus. Coming back into the ball game now will be Kelly Sanchez for the Prairie Wolves. 6:26 to play in this one. Hastings with a lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Wong. 52-29. Hastings has got Mount Marty coming up in their next ball game. That'll be Saturday afternoon, right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, beginning at 2:00. Tchaikovsky has got the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Picked up by Morton. Circles around. Drives it to the hole and scores. Tchaikovsky moves it down in the corner on the right side and then took it right to the goal on the baseline. 52-31 is the score. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball. Brittany Wong now to Cammie Breckman, who hands it back to Wong out here in three-point territory. Wong now to Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson picked up there by Kelly Sanchez. Here's Cammie Breckman, drives it to the hole, and shot is up and in. Breckman found a seam in the defense and took it right to the hole and scores it. She's got 17 in the ballgame. 54-31. Hastings comfortably ahead here in this one. Here's a Kelly Sanchez, lobs it down low. Janata, her shot over Breckman, good, and she's fouling the play. Cammie Breckman's going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Janata goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Caitlin Janata has now got 8 points in the ballgame for Nebraska Wesleyan. She is a 5'11" freshman out of Howells, Nebraska. She'll toe the mark here to try to make this a three-point play. Wesley now within 21 points in this one. As Caitlin Janata, a 43% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line and her shot is up and in. That's her first free throw of the night. Janata will check out into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to be Stacy Beller. So Stacy Beller into the ball game to Wesleyan. She did not play the first time around. She's a sophomore out of Lindsay, Nebraska. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Shovels it over here to Josie Schopp. Fakes the shot. Now comes out here to Brittany Wong. Free throw line extended right side. Down in the corner. Morton lobs it inside. That's Breckman. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan will play things in. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in this one. First game of two here tonight. We got the Bronco men coming up next in their ball game with Nebraska Wesleyan, so stick around for that. Here's Janelle Ball as she hustles back into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Tchaikovsky, dribbles along to the free throw line, now spins, can't put up a shot to Sanchez. Sanchez, jump pass to the far side, it's going to be tipped, it's going to be picked up here by Hastings College. Wong has got it, now to Josie Schopp, drives, shoots and scores. Schopp has now got 4 points in the ball game as Wesleyan just turned it over for the 20th time here in the ball game. 56-34. Hastings with a lead. Entry pass inside to Shanahan. Her shot no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Shanahan cannot connect down there, and a personal foul is going to be called in Hastings. That's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Breckman fouled out the other day at Dort. Late in the ball game, they'll be one of the turning points late in that contest. Breckman's going to check out now. Here comes Taz York back into the ball game. 56-34. The Broncos have the lead. Janelle Ball. Nope, it's going to be Stacy Beller going to the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. So Stacy Beller, the 5'7" sophomore out of Lindsay, Nebraska, gets her first free throw to go down. 56-35. Hastings in the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Peterson gets the ball to Wong. Now to Holly Samuelson is in the ball game to Schopp. Now to Brittany Wong. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And she is fouling the play. Another foul here is going to go on Wesley and Kelly Sanchez. That's going to send Brittany Wong to the free throw line. Wesley was beaten last Saturday by Morningside in Sioux City, 114-49. They're losing tonight, 56-35 to Hastings College. Down from the free throw line by Wong is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line. She's got 7 points in the basketball game. Hastings 57 and Nebraska Wesleyan 35 in women's college basketball tonight. Broncos should go to 14-13 after this one. Next shot is up there. It is good by Wong. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. And it's 58-35. Here comes Wesleyan down the right sideline. The ball deflected away from Tokalski out of bounds. And the big game in the conference is Briar Cliff and Concordia tonight. Briar Cliff continues to lead fourth-ranked Concordia, 67-56 in Seward. They got about 10 minutes to play in that ball game. Here's Shanahan taking the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's going to be fouled in the play. As Shanahan goes tumbling out of bounds into the hole. Foul here is going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. They're going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Mallory Shanahan, a 6-foot senior out of Wahoo. And a shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. Shanahan now with 14 points in the basketball game. She is the leading free throw shooter in the conference, hitting 88% roughly of foul shots this year. Next shot is up there is good. So Shanahan's got 15 points here for Nebraska Wesleyan, who has struggled to put 37 on the board thus far with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Pressure by the Prairie Wolves in backcourt. Here's Taz York racing it into the offensive zone. Now pulls up on the wing on the right side. Nice pass underneath the basket to Samuelson, and she lays it in. Holly Samuelson all alone gets her first field goal in the ball game. 60-37. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Kelly Sanchez with the ball. Right-handed dribble again in the offensive zone. Pulls up on the wing. Throws it right side. And Janata, her pass is going to go ricocheting off of the glass. It's going to be out of bounds. Janata had it on the low block right side. He's going to try to send it to the left corner, but the ball goes ricocheting off of the glass, which is out of bounds, and that's going to be another Wesleyan turnover. They're 21st in the ball game, 60-37. Hastings with the lead. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one. Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Bounce pass in the wing. Taz York has got it. Top of the circle. That's Frankie Peterson over to Jackson on the wing on the right side. Back out to Josie Schopp. Samuelson on the wing. Samuelson on the left side of the lane. Bounce pass to the free throw line, intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. The ball is intercepted there. Running back the other way. Tchaikovsky shot good. Alicia Tchaikovsky scoring there. She has now got 11 points in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. And it's 60-39. Hastings with the lead now with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Taz York has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Schopp has got it. Josie holding on to it. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Goes to Peterson. Now down low to Samuelson. Out to Taz York. Dribble penetration into the lane. Nice pass to Peterson. And shot is up and in. Taz York gets the assist. And a field goal there by Frankie Peterson. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 62-39. Hastings College in the lead with 2:40 to play in this one. Tchaikovsky moves it out in the corner on the left side. Now they lob it inside as Janelle Ball sends it on the low block left side to Janata. It's going to be tipped out of her hands and out of bounds. Tessa Kurtenbach is going to come in. Now Wesleyan's going to clear the bench for the most part with 2.5 minutes to play. Here in this one, they're going to suffer their 20th loss of the season. They're going to drop to 3-20. After this one, they'll be 1-17 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Hastings doesn't stumble here against the Nebraska Wesleyan. They now play their best game here tonight, but they're going to get away with a pretty easy victory. 62-39 is the score right now. As Wesleyan plays it into the lane, there's a shot that's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by their Prairie Wolves. There's a shot that's going to be no good by Kurtenbach. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. So the Prairie Wolves will play things in underneath their own hole. Lauren Ziegebein will play things in now for Nebraska Wesleyan in the lane to Stacey Beller. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good off of the right side, but a foul is going to be called. Jackson will pick up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be your first. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Stacey Beller goes back to the free throw line. She's 1 out of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's now 1 out of 3. Stacey Beller will have one more. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Hastings with a lead, 62-39. Here comes Bauer into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Taz York. Briarcliff continues to lead Concordia, 71-58. 9 minutes to play in their ballgame. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Beller, and the rebound comes down here to Jackson. Abby Jackson has got it for Hastings College as she runs her back the other way. You'll see Schomp on the wing on the left side. Schomp sends it inside. Sierra Williamson backs up in the lane. Kicks her back out here to Jackson. Top of the key. Dribbles it down the lane. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Williamson with a rebound. Down on the short baseline. Left side. Her shot is up there and in. A high arcing shot off of the fingertips of Holly Bauer. It was kind of a whoop shot there. Whoops, I didn't mean to do that one, but goes right through the hole for a basket. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Tchaikovsky. Gets their own rebound, and now we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called on Samuelson. That's going to be her third personal foul. So we're going to have some free throws here. Felicia Tchaikovsky going to the free throw line. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Aaron Walker getting ready to check back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. 64-39. Hastings College with the lead here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tchaikovsky hits 1 out of 2 from the line. Walker comes in. Tchaikovsky checks out. 64-40. Broncos have the lead. Hastings led at halftime of this baby, 26-14. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets away. Now to Schomp, and she drives it down the lane. All with the goal and shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Caitlin Schlieff, who's into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Aaron Walker. Walker picked up there by Williamson. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Abby Jackson. She runs her back the other way on the dribble. Jackson hit from behind, but no foul. Bauer down in the corner to Schomp. Her shot for 3. Good. Schomp has now got 7 points in the ball game here as 67-40 as Wesleyan looks to play things in here in backcourt. Tessa Kurtenbach will play things in now to Aaron Walker. And Walker trots it across the midcourt stripe here with 53 seconds to play. Aaron Walker dribbling on the ball out in 3-point territory, picked up by Schomp. Comes across the top, driving it to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down there. Ball is loose. It comes to the near side. It's picked up there by Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach lobs it over here to a Ziegenbein, who's going to try to penetrate inside. Throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Ball grabbed there on the right baseline. The shot is up there. It is no good by Schlieff as the shot clock expires. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. Here's Bauer back with the basketball for the Broncos. Over on the left wing, that's going to be Schomp with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Williamson. Now to Samuelson at the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ziegenbein for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. As Wesleyan works with it now with 6 seconds to play, there's a pass that's being intercepted. Intercepted there by Abby Jackson across the 10-second line. They get it to Samuelson, and this one is over. Hastings College picks up the win here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan by 27 points as the Broncos break away from a 26-14 halftime lead. And Hastings goes on to win tonight by 27 points at 67-40. So the Broncos improved to 14 wins and 13 losses on the season. Hastings now 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan drops to 3 wins and 20 losses on the season. And the Prairie Wolves are now 1-17 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score here in this one in women's college basketball, it was Hastings 67, Nebraska Wesleyan 40. Back with a recap after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Safe, sound, and secure. These 3 words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team wins the opener over Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score of 67-40. Wesleyan actually scored the first 5 points of the basketball game tonight. In fact, it took Hastings about 3.5 minutes to put some points on the scoreboard. That was a three-pointer. Hastings came back to tie things up at 5 points apiece, and then they didn't trail after that as they got out to the lead. Broncos led 26-14 at halftime. Had a 12-point advantage there and were never really threatened in the second half of play, building a 20-point lead early. And the Broncos go on to win by 27 points here in this one by the final score of 67-40. So Hastings improves to 14-13 in the season, 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Wesleyan again 3-20 on the season and now 1-17 in the conference. They've lost 8 games in a row. Hastings improves to 5 wins and 2 losses in their last 7 contests. The Broncos playing better down the stretch here, and they continue to jockey for position in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They start the day today currently in 7th place in the GPAC. Top 8 teams out of the regular season standings will move on to the postseason tournament that gets underway later on this month. Hastings getting 17 points in the ball game today from Cammie Breckman. Breckman knocks down a couple of early three-pointers in the ball game and had one later on in the second half. So she had 3 three-pointers in the contest and finishes with 17 points in the game. She was the only player to reach double figures tonight for Hastings. Brittany Wong ended up with 8 points. Taz Yorick had 7. Josie Schomp had 7. Sarah Williamson had 7 points. 5 for Chelsea Morton. Then we had, 2 points apiece from Holly Samuelson, 2 from Holly Bauer, 2 for Melissa Thompson, and 2 for Laurel Zwiener. Hastings College hitting 14 out of 18 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight, and officially 13 turnovers in the basketball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is going to end up with 19 official turnovers in the ball game. Wesleyan was 9 out of 16 from the free throw line. They had only 5 players score in the ball game tonight. Mallory Shanahan leads the way. She had 15 points. Alicia Tokowski, she had 12. Caitlin Janata had 8 points in the game. Then we had Aaron Walker score 2. Courtney Cook had 1 point in the ball game as Nebraska Wesleyan loses to Hastings College tonight by a score of 67-40. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue with Bronco basketball right after this 1 minute timeout.
For Shelter Insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Again, Hastings College wins the women's ball game. The women's ball game here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 67-40. Shooting numbers in the ball game tonight for Nebraska Wesleyan. They were 15 out of 50 from the field tonight, so they end up about 30% from the field. Hastings was 23 out of 57 for 40%. Broncos shot the ball much better in the second half. They were 16 out of 29 for 55%, and after connecting on 7 of 28 shots in the first half for 25%. So Hastings ends up hitting 40% of their field goals for the ball game. 1 out of 11 on three-pointers for Nebraska Wesleyan for 9%. The Broncos 7 out of 24 for 29%. Free throws, Wesleyan 9 out of 16 for 56%. Hastings College from the free throw line tonight, 14 out of 18 for 77%. The rebounds, the Broncos had 37 in the ball game tonight, 30 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings out rebounding Wesleyan in the offensive end, 10-7. Officially 13 turnovers for Hastings College in the ball game tonight, 19 for Nebraska Wesleyan. 5 block shots and 10 steals for the Broncos. 3 block shots and 6 steals for Nebraska Wesleyan. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the ball game tonight ended up being Melissa Thompson, as she has 6 rebounds for the Broncos. All right, take that back. Sierra Williamson had 7 rebounds tonight. Melissa Thompson had 6. Leading rebounder for Nebraska Wesleyan in the contest tonight was Felicia Tarkowski, as she comes up with 7 points. So Mallory Shanahan scores 15 points for Nebraska Wesleyan. Cammy Breckman scores 17 points for Hastings College. And the Broncos win it easily tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball by the score of 67-40. One of the game has gone final tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on the women's side, Dort College. They knocked off Dakota Wesleyan tonight in Sioux Center by the score of 60-59. The game we've been watching in Seward. They got 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play in that one. And ninth-ranked Briar Cliff has got the lead over fourth-ranked Concordia. The score is 78-68. Again, they got 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play. And that will get you some more scores as Briar Cliff is playing Concordia. Doan is playing at Midland. And Mount Marty is playing at Northwestern. And women's college basketball still going on across the GPAC here tonight. So we got the men's teams out on the floor right now going through their pregame workouts. We've got a tip-off scheduled for 8 o'clock here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.